So that's just a little about the new human embodiment experience in Costa Rica. Nothing holds a candle to the experience itself. I'm so in love with and so grateful for these women, my sisters. Yeah. Just know that as new humans, you are all there with us in this joy and celebration and harmony, gifts of expansion. Something else might pop in as we go through the show today. It was just magical, magical, magical. It feels like a dream that I was very happy to be awake in. So coming off the solstice gateway, all of us, everyone, we are charged. We're now charged with a new level of responsibility and of spiritual maturity. There's a stronger, greater focus on highest intention that you have for the self. I notice, and with clarity, making new choices in my day for my energy versus my mind busyness. Creating space in the day to kind of check in and chill versus be in drive all the time. What do I need to do right now? And allowing my energy to determine that answer. I could not even go to yoga, which y'all know I love so much and they're my family, but I could not go to yoga or out into the world for almost a week after returning from this solstice gateway experience. And the way I understood that inner guidance is that I just could not come back after being so immersed in 5D energies into routine. Any and all routine was counterproductive to the new energies that were embodied with this solar gate. Note to self, you and you and you and you, all inclusive. Gaia's magnetics are shifting into the new earth grids. And our own magnetics are adjusting every moment of every day for that. This is a function of the ascension process. It's moving us away from the known into a very new relationship with life, which we cannot access from routine and the mundane. The solstice gateway provided strong DNA reconnection, the effects of which continue to ripple through the collective. We are migrating realities to new, purified systems where the higher self can express right through the physical. I love that the theme and national greeting of Costa Rica is Pura Vida, pure life, which we heard and felt numerous times a day. So let me ask you, how do you like to create neutral time? What magnetic influences are behind your choices? Old paradigm, old consciousness, or new? So you observe, okay, here I am with a free space of time. Do I go to the freezer for ice cream? Do I turn on the TV? Do I busy myself with some endless chore that needs doing? Or do I tune into my immediate surroundings and find myself making new choices? Because I'm telling you, everything activated within you is new. And if you pause and breathe and tune into the moment, you're going to make new choices because the field is co-creating with us. The field outside of us, the field inside of us, Gaia's Merkaba, our Merkaba. There is a new level of synergy. We're not resonating with the old programs. And just noticing yourself making a new non-routine choice is huge. This last week, I've been making new recipes using seasonal veggies. I've been exercising more, moving my body more, which I know is all about the new energy living inside of me. And I feel strong, stronger and more focused, more confident in gaining mastery in my life than I ever have before. I feel fierce. And that's not about my Deanne aspect. That's about the energies that are now present in the new earth grid. I feel very centered in myself, like there has been a significant game changer. And there has. Getting a handle on this new purified system, it can make you feel like you are simultaneously coming apart and unifying with your higher levels at once. Both are occurring. These shifts in realities and Gaia's energy fields affect every living thing in this planetary realm, including the elementals. It is a bizarre and beautiful year, ever increasing in both. I would love to know everyone's experiences with the elementals and the animal kingdoms over the solstice week. Ours is not the only reality affected by this amplification. This magnetic pull to come out of hiding and be seen and interact with the greater world around you, that huge falcon dancing with me in that moment on the trail, the babies coming and being not afraid to be seen and to interact with us, they were responding to an energy, not programs, predator fears in the old field. There's so much evidence of unity consciousness everywhere, all around. And animals are a big part of the culture of Costa Rica. As our naturalist guide Nathan told us, these people, Costa Ricans, they love all animals. And they have a lot of knowledge about local species. And we felt this from the agouti, which kind of looked like a large rat to us, to the howler monkeys that woke us up every morning, 4:30 a.m., sounded like dinosaurs, so eerie and beautiful all at once, and sloths and the capuchin, white-faced monkeys, iguanas, abundant everywhere. We had deer and precious experiences with crabs, and the bond between Eric, our guide for our 6+ mile horseback ride experience to Nyacka Falls, his bond with these horses was completely heart-opening and inspiring. We saw and fed macaws, brilliantly colored, beautiful beings. And the guy who drove us back to the airport from Manuel Antonio, he kind of sent all of our belongings from the back to the front of the van just in an effort to stop and show us a whole flock of toucans in the forest of trees on the side of the road. They were passing from one side of the road to the other, and he saw one as he's driving and then so attuned, this new masculine energy right there, so attuned to the new feminine and wanting to serve and give and be a part of. And it was, oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. And when I got home the very next morning, there was a young buck by the cabin. This was a phenomenon. We have never seen deer by the cabin. And when males, and when you do see deer in nature, you're probably going to see female to male, like 20 to 1. Males are they're very rare to sight. Deer energy reflects a gentle luring into new adventure, new experience, new life. Come, come, come with me. I have something magical to show you. The new adventure is a powerful level of new masculine now merging with the feminine, the new feminine on our planet. This whole new story, new level of being human is being written in our Ajna, our third eye, and in our hearts, heart chakra. And in my new story, that the face of that beautiful young buck, his antlers were only about 12 inches from his head up and I'm pretty sure it was 6 points. Yeah. It's just, I feel it as a part of my embodiment, this encounter. And the same with the falcons and the babies. The same with those waves. The same with that goddess, Jyoti. Jyoti, the goddess of light, she was this waterfall. The waterfall was her. And I climbed. It was recommended that we didn't go to the bottom of the upper falls, the bottom of the lower falls, which were truly spectacular in their own right, is where everyone could swim and then you had a view of both falls. But talking about magnetics, the rocks were incredibly slippery and you just got wetter and wetter the closer you got. But I knew I needed to get myself to her feet, to the bottom of her robes, this goddess of light, and stood there and just got drenched and filled up. And it definitely was a significant power moment for me in this retreat. Pay attention to create time and space for what is being newly written within the bands of the activating crystalline human emerging from within you. Equip yourself, empower yourself with alternate steps when you find yourself reaching for an old pattern or an old habit, going out into nature, putting on music to dance, calling and connecting with another light being. Not someone who's going to commiserate with you. Meditating, stillness, yoga. There's so much help available to us now, but we have to help ourselves. The new mind is brightly lit right now. Amplifying new perception, new sight, new thoughts, new choices, new desires. And at the foundation of all of those new frequencies of activation is our innate desire to serve, to be here now, fully empowered, to usher this humanity into a new existence and our earth into a new expression. Crystalline earth, crystalline new human. It is a new day. We have waited and worked so long for this moment. Feel it. Feel it. Breathe it in. Own it. And on the full moon, just after the solstice, I woke in the night with guidance for another retreat later this year. That is for the new masculine. Both male and female, so I haven't forgotten you guys. I'm already sending you energy and inviting you in, so pay attention for that. Stay tuned. Very, very powerful possibilities on the horizon. Just so much confirmation of the new magnetics and timelines and energies anchoring on our earth. I'm surrounded, notice, talk about perception and noticing, I'm surrounded by new babies, just in my world. 3 baby girls and 3 baby boys born in the last few months, and another friend I know of another male that is on the way in September. The new energies are coming in quickly and strongly in a very balanced way. It's all coming together. 5D is clarity. It's non-pejorative. It's non-preferential. It's egalitarian in nature and essential to the future of humanity. Being in the fifth dimensional frequency is a choice. We are collectively being nudged to find a new and different version of ourselves with new and different pathways to solve what is in front of us once and for all. It is not bad. It is not wrong. It is a creation that we are now empowered to recreate from higher perspective, higher vision, higher awareness, and higher love. This is the maturity and responsibility that has come in with this solstice gate. with the activation of this gateway, you will be less and less content with mundane life, routine life. You will consciously make strides to keep energy moving and creative mind flowing, moving toward community and meaningful existence. This now is about turning the creating power that we have as humans with all that we've created outside of us, turning that creative power inwards, claiming it, calling it back, directing all that power inwards to creating lives based on a different relationship with ourselves and living life. This is the new energy. This is fifth world. This is communicating to everyone cellularly. The Shining Ones shared an analogy with me recently about the level of 5D that is now anchored into the new earth grid with this solstice gateway. Excuse me. I have tickles in my throat this morning. So everything that you are feeling, whether or not you can articulate it, but it is the experience of your cells, vibrational you, remembering 5D. 5D is here. So you might remember me sharing that the crystals of the earth are changing, tremendously so. When I first began working with the Shining Ones Vortex over a dozen years ago, the crystal kingdom was very deeply embedded in the earth's core near her heart. And I could feel them and sometimes see them etherically as a frequency, but there was this great distance between them and the consciousness of humanity on the earth's surface. But over the course of this past year, especially so, tremendously so, they have been migrating up, up, up to the surface. I have witnessed, and so have many of my new human tribe, witness rocks changing into quartz almost right before our eyes because they are ready and able now to interact with and co-create with the human dimension. Well, the same phenomenon is occurring with the fifth dimension. Since the solstice gateway, 5D has anchored stronger than ever into the earth's grid, and your higher self is merging stronger and with more clarity than ever before. The new Earth is already moving into fifth dimension. She, Mother Earth, is waiting on humanity to be a vibrational match to the new higher vibrational frequencies that are already available to those who choose this. This is your new now. 5D is our next vibrational destination and where we are headed right now. We are on that runway. In fact, you've probably been pulsating back and forth between the third dimension and the fifth already. The fifth dimension is the platform of joy and bliss, the perfected human or new human state, and so much more. It's not the end of a line as traditional religions describe heaven. It's the end of the line in terms of separateness, but in truth, yeah, check this out, because this came to me as a current of energy that just filled me from the inside out, that what many religions refer to as heaven. And their understanding and their description and their vocabulary and their consciousness is the fifth dimension. So when anyone prays for heaven on earth, they're actually acknowledging and drawing in the divine merge of a third dimensional reality with 5D. That's pretty awesome. 5D is the balanced divine feminine and the balanced divine masculine. It is harmony, cooperation, living from heart consciousness. There's no fear because there's no separation. If you feel ready and the desire to be in 5D, the first and most important thing is clear intention. You can start this process with a simple prayer when you go to sleep at night. I ask that I wake up in 5D. And after you decide that you want to be in the fifth dimension, then ask for help. It's okay to ask for help. Father, Mother, God, Masters, Teachers, all beings of 100% light, 100% God light, I need help. Remembering, knowing my next step, connecting with my fifth dimensional expression. At least once a day, I ask that my awareness be in my fifth dimensional self. And then I make sure that I am actively creating a container in my day that allows for balance. Remember your energy pie, new human energy pie. Everything that you do and choose is either closing your energy container off to 5D or opening it up, expanding your personal capacity for consciousness and energy. 5D is peaceful. It is flow. It is riding the wind. It is a still mind and a very open heart.